This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. In South Africa, there is political disquiet this week to go along with economic discontent. The parliament there tried and failed, as perhaps you read, to get rid of President Jacob Zuma yesterday. A vote of no confidence did not get the votes needed to pass, but it was closer than it's ever been, and it showed Zuma's own party, the African National Congress, is deeply divided amongst itself. Zuma has been accused of corruption on the order of hundreds of millions of dollars. Unemployment in South Africa is at 27%, above that a little bit, actually. Its sovereign debt is officially junk. Sean Gossel is a senior finance lecturer at the University of Cape Town's Graduate School of Business. Welcome to the program.
Thanks very much.
What, in a nutshell, is what got us to this point?
Back in, since 2009, really, South Africa never really recovered from the financial crisis and never really got its economy up and running on all cylinders again. So as a consequence, there's been misspending predominantly through our state-owned enterprises. And that's what's brought us to this point where the state-owned enterprises have not offered efficiently priced services and have been used for nefarious reasons, predominantly in the form of looting. And as a result, the creditworthiness has been declining to the extent now that we've actually been downgraded.
About that debt downgrade, the debt servicing agency, the debt rating agencies, rather, specifically mentioned government dysfunction and internal party squabbles when it made that debt downgrade back in April, right?
Correct, yes. And that's related to the Zuma-Gupta state capture problems that have come to light in recent months. The Guptas are basically an Indian family of Indian descent. They came to South Africa in 1993 and are very closely interlinked with ANC politicians and have basically been laundering money that was destined for the state-owned enterprises into their own shadow companies.
Here we are with unemployment at 14-year highs in South Africa. The debt has been downgraded to junk. The ruling party is deeply internally split. Elections, though, are not until 2019. What happens between now and then?
We've got an upcoming impeachment process, not so much in the extent that they anticipate Zuma being impeached. But because it's through the courts, it means Zuma does have to testify, which then opens him up to perjury charges if he lies about what's been going on with the Gupta family. There's also going to be ongoing votes of no confidence. We've recently had the first one was yesterday, but the opposition parties have indicated that they are going to be doing it more regularly so that hopefully more ANC MPs will get used to the idea that they can actually vote in secret without any recourse and therefore will vote more honestly and down the line possibly get rid of Jacob Zuma as president, which is highly unlikely in my own personal opinion.
None of that is going to make the economy tangibly better, right? It's not going to lower unemployment. It's not going to improve the bond rating. But I imagine what the hope is that confidence will return and thus things will slowly begin turning around.
Yes, confidence will only return, though, if there's a clear indication that the Zuma-Gupta alliance and the effects thereof are weakening. And at the moment, there's no indication that that is the case. We haven't seen any prosecutions. So most of the action that we're seeing is from opposition parties, and we're seeing also private companies and private creditors now putting pressure on government to essentially self-correct. But South Africa's economy is in dire straits, and nothing's going to change that direction in the short term.
Sean Gossel, he's a senior lecturer in finance at the University of Cape Town, their Graduate School of Business there. Sean, thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Pleasure.